Well, it's been a busy few days at Altrincham. Chairman Jeff Goodwin resigned at the start of the week. That was followed by the departure of manager Graham Heathcote by mutual consent. And the director, as was, chairman as is, Graham Rowley, I'm delighted to say, joins us now. Hi, Graham.
Oh, hi.
Now, Graham, I've known you a long time, and I know how much you care about Altrincham. So let me say first off, congratulations, because I know how much it means to you to be the chairman of your beloved Altrincham.
Thanks ever so much. Yeah, it's a very, very, very proud moment for me, to be honest, to be asked to take over the mantle that Jeff so ably had for the last 8 years. Yeah.
So, busy week. Does that cover it, Graham?
You could say that, actually. I'm a bit frightened about my phone bill, to be quite honest. But it's an exciting one as well, because I think it's a season new era of the football club now, and we'll move forward from there, hopefully.
The departure of Jeff Goodwin, because he did you proud, really. He came for a fortnight, stayed 8 years.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we all came in on a short term basis to start with, and I think just the friendships that grew up over that time actually made people stay there a hell of a lot longer than they all expected to do so. And I think it's the confidence of the club, actually, the way we are and the way the football club is, that people are like that, and that. I think people do stay around for a long time. I think if you look around the club, there's a lot of people who've been there for a long time, and I think that's all down to the friendliness and closeness of the club.
Well, let's talk about Graham Heathcote, because he's got a 40-year association with the club. That must have been quite a wrench for everyone involved, really.
I think it's been a massive change to the football club. No matter what said about it, I think Graham has been a superb servant to the football club over the last 40 years. I can't sing his praises enough. It's a shame that it's come to, like I said, that we're part ways now, but things happen in football, don't they? And you just got to take the pluses from it, and like I say, he's left the club in a good state, and we're debt-free now, and hopefully we can push on over the next few years.
So Ken McKenna steps into the breach. Are you hoping to make that a permanent appointment, or are you going to advertise the job, Graham?
We're not advertising the job at the moment. I think there's been a lot of upset over the last few days, and I think the last thing we want to do is start unsettling the people who are already there. And I think what I can say and what I've said to Kenny is that the job's there for him to lose, in that kind of sense, right? That he's in the driving seat for the job, and let's see how things go over the next few weeks.
Am I right in thinking that Colin Little may be appearing in the Altrincham colours again?
Well, we did actually. We have spoken to him over the last couple of weeks and asked him whether or not he'd be available. I think due to his commitment at Manchester United, that he'll only be available probably for our home games, so probably about half the games that we've actually got left this year. But I think you might see him on the sub bench sometime in the near future. Yeah.
Well, I think having Colin Little, even if it's few and far between, the lift it would give to everyone at the club, because I know we bandy the word legend about Graham, but if anybody qualifies, there's not many more qualified than Colin, are there?
Again, he's been a superb servant for the football club over the last 5 years. I mean, I've got nothing but admiration from the way that he walked into the club and actually asked to play for us 5 years ago. It's not very often that you get a top striker at this level coming and asking to play for your club, and I think that's a great compliment to him, a great compliment to the club that he actually wanted to do that. And it's lovely to have him back around again, yeah.
Right, I know you've got a football club to run, but I can't ignore the elephant in the room. After the start that you've made... are you reasonably confident that you can still extricate yourself from the position you're in?
As I keep telling people, we're the strongest club in the league at the moment, because we're holding everybody else up. But no, it's been a slow start for us. We've had to do a lot of changes over the close season. Eight new signings coming in. It hasn't gelled together, and I think maybe the things that have been going on over the last few weeks haven't helped either. And therefore, I think now our season starts today. As I said to the players that are training on Tuesday, I think the season starts today. We've got to gel together, get on together, and push on. And I believe that we have got enough quality in the squad to actually make sure that we do end up in this league again next year. Yeah.
Well, don't forget to enjoy it, Graham, and hopefully I'll see you Tuesday night for Barrow.
I certainly will. It's lovely and sunny down here at Eastport at the moment, and we're enjoying the sunshine on the seafront, and I just hope we'll enjoy the game just as much.